You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. And it's episode 135 of the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin. Hi. How are you? I am now paranoid about how I intro myself and I come into this thing because my wife subscribes to the podcast to give me the subscription record on iTunes or whatever. So it automatically puts like episodes into her queue of her podcasts, like at the bottom. For some reason, she's trying to figure out how to stop it because she doesn't want to hear me. because she's tried to listen to the podcast before, and she like listened to one episode and was like, "This is just all the shit we've talked about the past week." I'm like, I know. I told you not to. But what's funny about that is that when she's doing stuff, she'll just have her podcast playing like a playlist. And if she's not paying attention, it'll start up. And the last time this happened, you know, and then all of a sudden I kick in and I'm like, "Hey, I'm in the room." And I've been here the last time it happened. I heard it playing in the next room and I was not happy. I'm like, I don't want to hear me. I record this and then I, on purpose, don't go back and listen to it so that you're getting me raw, but my listeners. I do that because I am, like most people, I'm not a fan of my voice. I mean, most people are not a fan of their own voice. Some people are not a fan of my voice. It's fine. That's okay. I guess what I was getting at, short story long, I don't know how to approach the hello. So let me just say hello. Thanks for joining me. Here we are. I hope it's been an okay week for you. It's been an okay week for me. Okay week for me. I hurt myself today. To see if I could still feel. No, not today. It was a couple days ago, actually. And my wife hurt herself yesterday. So we've been sore. It doesn't make you feel good as you age to find out that just doing a workout, because I downloaded this like home workout app. I think that was actually the name of the app, Home Workout. It's good. I like it. Fuck the marketing thing, just straight to the point. Don't try to, you know, clickbait me with a title. Just give me what I wanted. You know, and it was this app that, and I decided to work on. There was you go through the workout, and it like it's got like the like animation that shows you how to do it, for how long, it's timing you. You can pause it, you can stop it, you can skip it, and it's great. It's a great app. However, it made me work muscles in ways that I hadn't been. And I found out very soon afterwards that I hadn't been using those muscles. I thought I was just doing push, you know, because the workout wasn't difficult. It was on beginner level. But it was all, and it was all push-up shit. But it was like push-ups. Okay, push-up from an incline. All right, now you're doing push-ups, but just from your knees, you know. Like you can't handle regular push-ups. And I'm like, all right, whatever app, you know, I'm just doing it. And it's, you know, and then you rest for like 20 to 30 seconds or whatever. It's got like the time resting period. And so I go through this workout, and it's not long because I don't commit to a lengthy workout. I do not, and apparently it kicked the shit out of me because I couldn't finish it because I was worn out. And then the next day, holy fuck, dude. That's not, this is going on. This has been 2 days since that workout. And I'm like, well, I can function. I was able to work today. I'm not miserable. Yesterday I was miserable. And then my wife walked the dog yesterday and took it to this park that had monkey bars. And she's like, I'm going to hang on the monkey bars for just a little bit. And it fucked her world up this morning. And she told me about it while I was sore. So, she, you know, this happened to me 2 days ago. This happened to her yesterday. So I'm sore. And she's like, you know what? I wanted to kind of stretch out. So, you know, I played on the monkey bars a little bit. And I went, oh, that's cute. And in my head, I went, oh, no. Oh, no. And then I got the text while I was at work. She's like, fuck, I can't move. I'm just going to sleep all day. She didn't. But yeah, but I was like, I feel you. I know what you mean. This sucks. I'm hoping, and the thing is that as soon as I get done with the podcast, I've got another one of those workouts I'm going to do. Because you got to get in the routine so that next time it's not as bad. So that I can, you know, I just want to be sore. You know, I don't want to be destroyed and a day ruined, a day of activity ruined. Activity. What am I even doing out here? There's nothing to do. It's fine. I can destroy my day. What, all the myriad of activities I was going to do? Anyway, yeah, it's fine. It's going to be fine. But yeah, just being reminded of how much I hate the no pain, no gain bullshit. Because I'm like, look, I like to casually work out. But as I'm getting older, it's turning out that, no, you can't just casually work out anymore, Mr. High Metabolism. You got to actually, you know, oh, this is fine. I can just, you know, whatever. It's like, really? No, you got to do a little bit more to catch up with people much younger than you. And if you want to not deteriorate at a rapid pace, you got to put in some work. And so I thought I'd do that. And now I'm paying for it. This is why you don't work hard. If you take anything from my podcast and anything from this episode, if the only thing you remember is this, working hard is for suckers. No. Yeah. That's what it feels like. I know it's not true, but it feels like it's true. That's all I'm saying. Oh, before I forget, RIP Larry King. I'd like to give a shout out to Larry. Rest in peace, Larry King. That man loved weddings. Imagine being such... I mean... It's amazing to me to have somebody, it's such a distinct personality, such a memorable personality that carries you throughout an impressive career. When, like, it's, that's what maintained him always being on TV, was that just that personality. Because it wasn't his interviewing. Guy was shit at interviews. It was not good. He, there at the end, like, he did not listen to people. He was just going through it. But he's always been kind of just, he's never really been all that great. But his personality was so strong. And, you know, and an odd charisma, clearly, from all the wives. He had, you know, the charisma just drew you to him, but he was not good. But he was entertaining. So I guess he was good. So I don't know. But regardless, RIP. Larry King. Oh, also, I said, because Larry King passed away, reminding me of another person who's dead, Beethoven. Not that both about the same age. Yeah, I said the most basic shit today. That's what I said. I was in the car just listening to like a playlist of piano pieces by Beethoven. I was like, man, this is some, Beethoven's got some good shit. I said that out loud to no one. And it amazed I amazed myself at how dumb what I said was. It just, and I had to share it, that sometimes I'm pretty stupid. I say some really stupid things. Speaking of stupid things, I got to talk about a coworker. He is in his 50s and he's not, he will probably never listen to this. If you do listen to this, I'm sorry, but I'm not really sorry because I don't dislike the guy. His name's Gary, and Gary, which is such a great name of, it's Gary. Anyway, Gary lies a lot. And I don't know if he knows that he's lying, but just like every, you know, every story, some people, with every story you tell, you just, that smells like bullshit. It really does. It really does. Like everything, to the point where you're like, man, even like, and they're not fantastic stories. Like they're not like a, like great, like, oh, that was a mighty fine yarn. It was not. They're not great. So it's like, if you know, I'm like kind of braggy lies, and they're not great. You know, they're not impressive. So it's, which is kind of sad, but it's all, but it's gotten to the point to where it's just, I don't know, it's just annoying. Anyway, we were having a problem once again with our air conditioner. And what happens is it stopped, when it stops working, you have to go back and it's froze up and you got to dump water on it. And then, you know, check the filters, make sure it's, you know, see if you need a new air filter. You always need a new air filter because that's the only time we change it, is when something goes wrong. So yeah, so you change the air filter for the first time in months, which is, you know, great. Good job, everyone. But you know, once it thaws out, once you dump water over the froze up pipe and shit, I don't know anything about it, but once you do that and you give it a little bit of time, and then you turn it, you know, and then you ease it back into working. And this is how it works every time. And it did it again. So I went to go dump water on it, and Gary was there to go, no, I don't think that's going to work on it. Gary's fairly new, so he has not been around the 2 to 3 times that we've had to do this before. So I just kind of looked at him and I was just like, well, no, this is how this particular one. And he goes, you know what? I'm AC certified, and I'm telling you, it's this part, blah 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 blah. It's about $14. It's pretty cheap to fix. Although, you know, if you call somebody, it's like a couple hundred dollars. Anyway, but believe me, I'm AC certified. And in my head, I'm going, it's called HVAC, Gary. It's not AC certified. It's HVAC. But okay. So I dumped the water on it, and then it started working. And I bring it up because I think I'm just going to randomly, from now on, podcast, not on the podcast, but sometimes on the podcast, I'm just going to generally use his name in vain and just go, shut up, Gary. And so if you hear me say that, the reason for me explaining this lack of story to you is so when you hear me go, shut up, Gary, you know what I'm talking about. because Gary's from Jersey. He's a man in his 50s from Jersey who is apparent, allegedly AC certified. Really? Then why didn't you get an HVAC job, Gary? If you're certified, I see them in Craigslist. There's all these ads for, HVAC. We could really use some help. It pays well. Why you'd hear if you're HVAC certified or AC certified. Shut up, Gary. All right. But seriously, Gary, shut the fuck up. He's all right, though. But man, he's better when my earbuds are in. That's for sure. Oh, speaking of, so Craigslist, right? So I look through jobs on Craigslist like regularly because, work, pandemic, shit's not great. But also because, and it's just habitual because it's entertaining as well. Because it's fascinating to see fake ass jobs and just weird listings. And I got a couple for you. So let me pull one up here. Hey, while I'm pulling this ad up with my fabulous Android phone, let me just thank everybody. Anybody who shared that particular episode three episodes ago, 132. I want to be clean and sober. What the fuck do I do? Episode is the most listened to episode of this podcast for this month, which was the point of that one. It's really getting downloaded, and that's good because because at least that has helpful information in it. Spoiler alert, I don't know if I'm going to have any helpful information in this episode. This is more for entertainment purposes. So just if you're waiting around for, is it going to give any sobriety tips? I am not. Other than to confirm that I'm still good. Hence the name of this podcast. I have not changed the name of the podcast, so you know things are going okay. Anyway, but thanks to everybody who shared that. And also, God damn it. There's now articles coming out. There's still articles coming out saying stuff like, drug overdoses have been up that may be related to the pandemic. Yeah, you think? I mean, these are good. They're good. They're good article. They're good reports to make to remind people and for people who aren't really, who are inside their own lives and aren't really thinking about that as still being a problem, but it is. Also, this just in, fentanyl is still fucked up. Back to you, Steve. No, it is. So just, it's. So I guess it's good that they have articles that are stating the obvious, that overdoses are up, because loneliness is a bitch and fentanyl is in everything. So keep that in mind. If you're procuring illegal products, man, it's a risk. Just realize that fentanyl is making its way into everything. Anyway, sorry to be a downer. Let's get back to the hilarity of fake Craigslist ads. Not fake. Yeah, no, they definitely are. There's one I just wrote down because I don't need to read the ad. I just need to, because I remember it, because it's just the ad is for an American citizen night cleaner. That's like, at first when I read it, I thought, is that the name of the company? American Citizen? And you need a night cleaner, also known as a janitor. night cleaner. No, that's what they want. They want an American citizen. Because I read in the ad, American citizen. You need to be an American citizen. And you're going to be cleaning at night, apparently. $11 an hour. $11 an hour. Okay. All right. Maybe you ought to rethink that American citizen shit for that kind of money. I'm just saying. That's weird. Goddamn cheap. I'm patriotic, but I'm also cheap. Good to know. So this ad, and I had to share it because it is a lot of exclamation points. There's a lot of exclamation points in this ad. There's a lot of all caps in this ad. This ad is fucking lengthy. I will not be reading all of it. I will not even be reading half of it. It's that long. But all caps, the ad headline is, sell final expense life insurance over the phone or face-to-face, exclamation point. Oh, can I? And in parentheses, nationwide opportunity. That, you know what? This is not limited to region. Anybody can sell final expense life insurance to the dying, face-to-face, in a pandemic, or better yet, over the phone. You can call people over the phone who aren't expecting your call and who are dying and try to sell them final expense life insurance. I'm paraphrasing. But this is the... Here's the ad. I've been with this same company for 21 years straight, exclamation point. I never left to try something else because I made good money with this opportunity, exclamation point. Here's what is offered, dot, 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 dot. Let's say this is true. It's not, but let's say it is. Let's say this person is at least 42 years old and has been selling final expense life insurance over the phone or face-to-face for 21 fucking years. Why are you in charge of writing ads on Craigslist? Anyway. It tells you a $1,000 bonus for placing in the top 5 in the nation in production for the month, or a $500 bonus for placing 6 through 10 in the nation in production for the month. Here's the savings our policyholders enjoy when they enroll in the final expense life insurance policy with us, exclamation point. I was going to yell it, but I'm kind of already tired of yelling. They get their casket, vault, and monument locked in for only $3,000. Discounts on diabetic socks. Oh, not free socks. Discounts on socks. Hey, diabetics, is it killing you for the amount of socks that you're buying? Is your sock budget wearing thin? Well, try this final expense life insurance and we'll get you a discounted casket and your socks. Whew. And then it's just links and links of videos explaining the legitimacy of the business and how the pay structure works, the commission, as well as just like paragraph after paragraph of explaining that, it's legit. Here's how the commission works with cancellations and chargebacks and month to month. And just, you know what? It doesn't sound like a scam. It's a scam, but it doesn't. It sounds like it's a legit, as legit as any kind of, sales to elderly people, made by the worst human beings on the planet, would be. And so, you know, because imagine the person that would read all of this and go, you know what? Yes, I will call Greg in North Carolina, because that's where the area code is located, and find out, hey, Greg, please explain more, as if the medium article of explanation you've already posted isn't enough. I'd like to hear Greg over the phone explain to me more about how I can become a vulture and make money off of the dying. So I didn't call him. It's not for me. Anyway. Kitty. Where's the cat? Hey, Kitty, we're going to get... Do you want diabetic socks at a discount? She could use it. Oh, guys, I'm glad you joined me to just talk shit. Just kind of bullshit here for about half an hour. And I'll be letting you go. But you guys, be careful, man. Jesus Christ. Did you know that the vaccines for the coronavirus don't make you immune? Did you know that? I found that out. I mean, I kind of knew that, but also it's like it's not an immunity. It just protects you from serious, you know, it allows you to resist the coronavirus, right? But also if you get it, to not, you know, it's a 95% efficiency that you won't get severe symptoms. But you still have to protect yourself. You still have to wear a goddamn mask in public when you go to the store. Still need to be safe, even if you get the fucking vaccine. It doesn't mean that you can go, all right, time to get back to the bars. I mean, it's not, especially with the new variants coming out, where now, like, Moderna has to tweak it now because of the variant from South Africa and another variant. I don't even know from where. I don't remember. Not the British one, but the other one that's also, I go, this is getting kind of scary. It's starting to try to outsmart the immune system. So basically what it seems like is that we need to remain vigilant, I guess. You just need to keep going. Like I've said before, we gotta figure out what the new normal is, while also taking care of ourselves emotionally and not isolating too much. So you gotta be safe. Come on, we're smart. You can figure it out. You gotta be safe, but don't put yourself in such emotional danger, I guess, would be emotion. It just put yourself in a situation where if you're in recovery, if you're in sobriety, to where you just say fuck it. You don't want to put yourself in fuck itville. You gotta keep in touch with the people that you care about. Try to be as social as possible. Contact them. I don't know. Get out of the house. Get out of the apartment. Whatever. And take care of yourselves. Take some vitamin D. Build up that immune system. And, stay sober if you're a sober person. If you're not a sober person, please try to stay sane in these trying times. And at least it's fucking warming up finally. Great. Whew. We almost had a whole week of winter here in Austin. So glad it's finally kind of warming. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. This has been the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Raven. Later. Bad boy that pierces skin. Come back down to earth again. Cold is creeping deep inside. Disconnect the telephone line. Gotta get away, gotta get away, gotta get away, gotta get away, for the Lord don't make a mistake.